the figures in some instance show a drop in some of the headline crime numbers, but that doesn't tally with the present moratorium in recruitment and indeed the standing down of some of the serious drugs units right across the country. I know particularly, for example, in Donegal, we haven't seen a significant drop in crime at all, and we need to tease out with the Commissioner the very reasons why the drop in crime isn't uniform right across the country.
Now, the CSO figures say that there has been a decrease in most recorded crimes. You've mentioned Donegal there yourself. There was a number of robberies and attempted robberies here in the county last week. People here are not going to agree with the CSO figures.
Well, people have concerns about the CSO releasing crime stats in any event, because there is anecdotal evidence out there also that the methodology of recording of crime statistics has changed in the last number of months. But the reality is this, that we're faced with ongoing Garda station closures and a moratorium in recruitment. We know, for example, that there's an issue with the resourcing of an Garda Síochána in terms of vehicles, and that disproportionately impacts on rural parts of Ireland, including Donegal. So we need to hear from the Commissioner as to what his overall plan is and as to why, for example, places like Donegal aren't seeing a different reflection in the trend which has been published by the CSO.